Now let's go on with Unit 13, Lessons 50 and 51. 下面我们继续第13单元第50和51课。首先请看从这一课里面选出的对话。Dialogue 1.
What are these? Can't you see? They're boxes. What are these?
这些是什么东西?
Can't you see?
你难道看不见吗？你不能看清吗？
They are boxes.
Yes, but what's in the boxes?
Yes, but what's in the boxes?
是的，但是盒子里面放的什么东西？
What's in the boxes?
好，从这一句我们可以看到，通常问在什么地方有什么东西的时候呢，特别是在问话的人并不知道有什么东西，那么这个问句呢，通常都用单数提出问题。
What's in the box? What's in the boxes?
Oh, sweaters.
Oh, sweaters.
那么 sweaters 可以理解成那个毛线衫，也可以提前是运动衫。Oh, sweaters.
What color are they?
They are light blue. They are light blue.请注意 sweater 是一个新的单词，请注意它的读音 sweater, sweaters, light blue, blue 是蓝色的， light blue 是淡蓝色的，淡蓝色的。好，下面我们看颜色的名称 blue, 蓝色的， light blue, 淡蓝色的。那么深蓝色怎么说呢？
dark blue,
而 light 本来的意思呢是明亮的意思， dark 的意思是暗的意思啊。因此呢，请注意我们汉语说的浅蓝色、深蓝色，而英语里面这个不用深和浅两个字，而用 light blue 和 dark blue, light or dark 就一种明亮的蓝色、暗的蓝色。 Now the next example, red 红色的。And how do you say 浅红色、深红色呢？
Yes, light red, dark red.
Light red, dark red. So remember, light means 明亮的 and dark means 黑暗的。For example, 这个房间很亮 we say the room is light or the room is bright. 这个房间很暗 then we say the room is dark. When light is used to modify color, it means浅色的 and dark 深色的。 Another example for 那个浅黄色 we say light yellow, 深黄色 we say dark yellow. Now let's come to the next important point, that is which. Look at the dialogue.
Excuse me, Jim, who's that man?
Excuse me, Jim, who's that man?
Which man?
Which 是指的哪一个 ？Which man 哪个人
？The one in the green car.
The one in the green car. The one 这个地方的 one 是指的 man. So the one in the green car means the man in the green car.
Oh, that's my father.
Oh, that's my father. 这段对话里面，请大家注意 who。是问的谁什么人 ,which 是指的哪一个，是在几个范围里面的选取的哪一个。
The one in the green car,
the one 是一个代词，它这个地方代替 man, the one in the green car, 它的意思是指 the man in the green car,
the man in the green car,
OK? 那么我们学过了人称代词，在这个地方学了一个代词 one,one 它当数词的时候是一个的意思，当它用作代词的时候，它用来代替一个名词，是代替一个可数的名词。因此 one 做代词的时候，它有它的复数形式，有 the ones。 好，下面我们看几个实例。
The one in the green car, it means the man in the green car,
the man in the green car。 那这个地方的 one 是做 man
The one on the black bike,
那么教材里面还有一个 the one on the black bike。教材对话里面的 one on the black bike 是代替 the boy on the black bike。The boy on the black bike。The one in the red coat. The one in the red coat. 那么教材里面 the one in the red coat 是替代了 the woman in the red coat. The woman in the red coat. 请大家注意，在这个短语里面后面画白线的这个介词短语部分都是用作来修饰前面的那个名词的。在绿色小车里面的那个人，骑在黑色自行车上的那个男孩 ，in the red coat 是穿那件红大衣的妇女 ，OK，in the red coat 穿红大衣，请大家注意，介词 in 后面跟上颜色，通常表示穿着的色彩。比如说，有时候没有具体的衣服，比如说 in red 就是穿红色的 ，in green 是穿绿色的。那如果要表示一个具体的服饰呢，可以说 in a red coat 穿一件红大衣 ，in the red coat 穿那件红大衣。好，下面我们看几个实例。In the red coat 穿红大衣的，穿红外套的。Who's that girl in the red sweater? Who's that girl in the red sweater? 那个穿红毛衣的女孩是谁呀？The boy in yellow is in town. The boy in yellow is Lin Tao. 那个穿黄色服饰的男孩是林涛。你看这个地方 in yellow 就没有显示出具体的那个服装，就 in yellow 在 in 的后面跟颜色的名称。The next example is the woman in black is Mrs. Brown. The woman in black is Mrs. Brown. 那个穿黑色衣服的妇女是布朗夫人，穿黑色衣服的那个是布朗夫人。Okay, then please describe your friend nearby. 请具体描述一下你自己身边的朋友。要求大家用穿什么衣服的男孩是某某某。For example, the boy in the blue sweater is my friend. The girl in the green skirt is Lin Xia.Well, now let's come to the last passage of the unit. 下面我们看这个单元，我们最后给大家提供一个短的文章。Look, my name is Bill. The blank five people in blank family. We live in blank big house. Behind blank house, the blank is small garden.There blank many flowers, but there aren't blank trees in it. There blank three bedrooms in our blank. I have blank small bedroom. It is a nice room. I like it very much. 好，这篇短文呢，给大家是一个不完整的短文，而且里面缺掉了一些词，而这些缺的词呢，是要求用一个恰当的词，它有的是动词，有的是冠词，有的是介词，有的是其他的词，所以它的综合性比较大。好，大家把它仔细看一看。Yes, my name is Bill. There are five people in blank family. 那这个地方呢，要确定呢，可以看 there be 句型 five people 就确定有 there are in blank family. 这个地方谈的是 my name is Bill 是第一人称写的，那么这个地方应该是什么？In, 对，要用相应的代词 in my family. 那么逐一的我们推敲的话，我相信大家能够准确的把这个短文完成。Okay, let's see the answers. My name is Bill. There are five people in my family. We live in a big house. Behind the house, there is a small garden.There are many flowers, but there aren't any trees in it. There are three bedrooms in our house. I have a small bedroom. It is a nice room. I like it very much. There are five people in my family. 咱们家有五口人。We live in a big house. Behind the house, 我们住在一栋很大的房子里面 behind the house 就在那个房子里面就指的前面所说的很大的房子所以这要用定冠词 behind the house there is small garden garden 花园小花园 there is small garden there are many flowers but there aren't any trees 请注意 any 的用法花园里面有许多花但是没有树 there are three bedrooms in our house 我们的房子里面有三个卧室 I have a small bedroom It is a nice room I like it very much Well 那么这个给我们一个范例就是我们前几单元学了描述自己家庭的情况那这个地方呢不光描述家庭的情况还要描述自己家的有什么东西有什么东西也就是 there be 结构和我们前面所学的结构的一种综合的结合运用那么当然了我们学了以后就要用请大家回去用 there be 结构把自己的家描述一下 Well, so much for Unit 13 Until next time